From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is pressing Congress to make tough choices to raise the debt ceiling before an August 2nd deadline. The president spoke during a White House news conference, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The news conference was dominated by questions about the economy. Mr. Obama said any package to raise the debt ceiling while cutting spending would need to be balanced. He said revenue increases should be a part of the deal, including ending tax breaks for corporate jet owners and big oil companies. He said he was hopeful an agreement will be reached.
Hopefully, leaders at a certain point rise to the occasion, and they do the right thing for the American people. And that's what I expect to happen this time. Call me naive, but my expectation is that leaders are going to lead.
The president also defended U.S. support for actions against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, saying no one should defend one of the world's worst tyrants. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Protesters are gathering again in downtown Cairo. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is there and tells us the demonstrators are demanding Egypt's military rulers speed up their prosecution of security forces accused of murder during the uprising that ousted Hosni Mubarak.
The scenes were similar to those during the 18-day uprising that ousted Mubarak as protesters dragged barricades into the streets to prevent police vehicles from getting in. Protesters like Olva Tito say even if the police continue to use tear gas and batons, they will not give up.
All the time I'm talking to my friends that we should start the revolution and never end before we catch everyone who killed the young people and remove the old regime by ourselves.
Egyptian officials say more than 1,000 people were injured in the recent clashes. Fearing a backlash, army tanks have sealed off access to the Interior Ministry. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Police in Greece fired tear gas grenades at crowds in one of the most violent confrontations yet surrounding Greece's passage of the first in a pair of austerity measures. Sirens wailed as security forces took on large numbers of activists in central Athens. John Siropoulos is there where he describes why people are so angry about the austerity bills.
They are angry. The political elite was willing to go into a parliamentary vote on an enormous austerity package and privatization package worth $111 billion without putting it to a general referendum. So this is a spillover from a very large container of popular discontent that hasn't found an outlet in the political system.
But the austerity measures meet demands of an international bailout to avoid a Greek default, and that's sending U.S. stocks up. The Dow is higher 73 points to 12,261. This is NPR. In an unprecedented vote by the Food and Drug Administration's advisory panel, cancer experts are ruling that Avastin should no longer be used in breast cancer patients. This was the second time the panel has come to this conclusion. Two private equity firms are buying the nation's third largest warehouse club for $2.8 billion. If shareholders approve the deal, BJ's Wholesale Club would no longer be publicly traded. Kurt Nickish of member station WBUR in Boston has more.
If you go to Sam's Club or Costco now, you may soon get another option. BJ's runs almost 200 stores in 15 states, mostly on the East Coast, but becoming a private company could help it expand to more parts of the country. Patty Edwards is a discount retail analyst at Trutina Financial.
It can be a really good strategy.
BJ's new owners are private equity firms that have experience in national retail. They're also more likely to invest in expansion, knowing the payoff could take years. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Boston.
Bank of America and its countrywide unit will shell out $8.5 billion, settling claims that its lenders sold low-standard mortgage-backed securities that imploded as the housing market collapsed. B of A says the settlement with nearly two dozen investors is subject to court approval. The case forces Bank of America to post a second quarter loss anywhere between $8.6 billion and just over $9 billion. But the bank shares rose 4% before the market opened today, with investors relieved that a settlement's finally been reached. Here's the latest from Wall Street. Dow's up 73 at 12,261. NASDAQ up 11 points. This is NPR.